Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Perkins. Batting second. The center fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Pat Putnam. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Barry Bonnell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mark Langston. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dan Spillner. And now, play ball. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins takes first base on ball four. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler takes first base on ball four. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. Butler scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hargrove moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hargrove scores. Thornton moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball towards left. Henderson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Henderson. Thornton scores. Tabler moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler moves to third. Castillo moves to second. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard takes first base on ball four. Tabler scores. Castillo moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Castillo tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Willard moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Indians. Roy Thomas now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Milburn reaches second base with a double. Henderson scores. Bonnell moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonnell tags and scores. Milburn tags and moves to third. One out. It's 6-2, Indians. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hargrove moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler strikes out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonnell throws the ball into Perkins, who tags Castillo trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hargrove scores. Thornton moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-2, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Kearney for a passed ball. Thornton scores. Jacoby moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Indians. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradley. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Bradley Steele second. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-4, Indians. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0-for-1 in the game. Putnam hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Frazier now pitching. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Putnam moves to second. One out. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Putnam moves to third. Bonnell moves to second. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Putnam scores. Bonnell moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-5, Indians. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kearney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonnell scores. It's 8-6, Indians. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kearney moves to second. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Perkins hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Mariners 6. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Mirabella now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Mariners 6. The Mariners will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove juggles the ball. That's an error on Hargrove. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Mariners 6. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Milburn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Mariners 6. The Mariners will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bonnell takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Henderson moves to third. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Kearney hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Mariners 6. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Willard hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Mariners 6. The Mariners will come to bat. Mike Jeffcoat now pitching. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Perkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Mariners 6. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradley. Franco reaches second base with a double. Bonnell throws the ball into Milburn, who tags Franco trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradley. Hargrove reaches second base with a double. Mike Moore now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Mariners 6. The Mariners will come to bat. Al Cowens pinch hits for Pat Putnam. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Henderson pinch hits for Steve Henderson. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Waddell now pitching. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bonnell hits a line drive towards short. Franco catches it and throws to first to double up Henderson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Mariners 6. The Indians will come to bat. Al Cowens now playing right field. Dave Henderson now playing center field. Barry Bonnell now playing left field. Mike Moore now pitching. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Mariners 6. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Milburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Kearney moves to second. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kearney scores. Owen moves to third. It's 8-7, Indians. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Ken Phelps pinch hits for Mike Moore. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Perkins. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Perkins steals second. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps takes first base on ball four. Darnell Coles pinch runs for Ken Phelps. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Mariners 7. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Beard now pitching. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Willard hits a fly ball into left field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Kearney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Mariners 7. The Mariners will come to bat. Steve Farr now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Seattle Mariners, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.